This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show. Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Strange times.
Yeah. I miss you guys.
We miss you.
I know. It's so weird not being together in studio, but I'm very happy we can do this digitally. For anyone that's new here, my name is Rivette Soro, and we have Carla Contreras with us.
Hi, everyone.
We have Amiria Sai and Ashley Foltz.
Hi, guys.
We got a lot of drama tonight, guys. The aftermath from the pool party is far from over, obviously. So we have to unpack all of that and all the drama that comes with that. Gigi finally finds out she's pregnant. I don't know about you guys. I was really emotional when that happened. So many feelings. And then we have a little mini trip to Arizona with Destiny and the boys. So that gets interesting. We'll get into all that. Of course, we have our special segment, Dudutella. Of course. Did I say it right?
You got it. The golden penis challenge.
The golden penis challenge, yes. If you're feeling exotic and you want to be a little bit Persian, it's Dudutella. So I've been practicing. We have some news. Amir has some news for us, and he's also going to be highlighting some of your comments from last week. So stay tuned for that. We have a jam-packed show. Of course, first, I want to know your overall reaction. So Amir, do you want to tell us your reaction for tonight's episode?
Of course. I watched it like Friday night live. So it was, I don't think I've watched live TV in a very long time, but I was on the edge of my seat. Destiny was giving me life. She was chugging back those margaritas at 10 a.m. I was like, wow, this is going to hit her hard. and I really, there was one scene about their trip to Arizona that really affected me on a very visceral level, was when they got stopped at the airport and they couldn't go on the flight, because that's actually happened to me as well, being Middle Eastern. So I just thought that was really cool that they highlighted that, you know, little tidbit. I thought it was really great.
Definitely. Ashley, do you want to give us your reaction for tonight?
Yeah, so I actually watched the episode yesterday. I was catching up, and all I kept thinking is, like, I'm on the edge of my seat with every storyline, with every major character on the show. There's something happening, and it's just really exciting. I feel like every episode is jam-packed. This one was amazing, and so much happened, and I feel like they're really getting in deep with the whole MJ Reza drama, and I'm excited to just dive into all that, so.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys think, but I am getting like the vibe that Destiny is kind of guilty. She did something in this whole situation and she won't say it. So we can get deeper into that. But I'm also feeling so bad for MJ. I feel like we've highlighted like the Reza drama with Adam and the other guy, I forget his name.
Ali.
But no one's talking about everything that MJ just went through. And she went through a lot, so that kind of bothers me. You really see her and Tommy kind of break down this episode. So I really felt for them, and I feel like everyone kind of needs to get their head out of their butt and really check on their friend. Even Reza, like, you're not in the best place, but, you know, she just went through, like, a traumatic life experience. That's kind of where I'm at with everything.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I think at this point, I truly think that everybody's a little bit guilty. Like, no, I'm usually just, like, super on one side or the other, but everyone messed up in this sort of situation, in my opinion. So let's get into it. So this episode starts with, of course, flashbacks from the pool party, and everyone's mad and everyone's talking to MJ, and then people are talking to Reza, and it feels like their friends are like really in the middle and not knowing sort of like, do I pick a side? Like, one, like, Reza doesn't want me to be friends with MJ. Like, It's a lot to navigate. I mean, have you guys, like, how would you sort of react in a situation if you were, like, in the middle of them?
I think Nima messed up by bringing MJ, because I feel like I feel like with bringing her, you should have kind of navigated the situation, and you kind of just brought her and let everything explode and kind of stood back.
I don't really get
what you just did, but it's like she kind of came in with no real purpose. She kind of got mad right off the bat at Reza through the drink, and then they all went very quickly down.
Yeah, for me, I thought too, it was so telling watching MJ sitting there again, like denying any part in this, denying any wrongdoing. And clearly she's involved in this whole Reza thing in some sort of way, because why wouldn't otherwise, if she had called Reza on the phone, be like, when she's out of the hospital, obviously I don't give anyone a pass for like not calling her and being involved in the whole situation. It seemed like she almost died. Giving birth is traumatic enough, and then having all the complications that she had is terrible, and that her friends didn't check on her, especially someone like Reza. But the fact that she didn't then later call Reza and been like, look, I'm really upset with you. You didn't call me for X, Y, and Z, but also I have nothing to do with this going on with Ali. And like, I heard some like, you know, whatever about it, but she's just denying everything and acting like she's completely innocent, which I don't buy.
Mm. I think, Ashley, I agree with you when it comes to MJ, because had there not been 7 prior seasons of her being shady and creating issues and creating kind of these like whirlwind of drama, I would say, all right, she's innocent and, you know, she was going through a traumatic moment, but I don't think that she's above the drama. Like, she just isn't. And, you know, like, I love my girl Vita, but, you know, that's her mom. Vita's really dramatic as well. Like, that's what she comes from. And, you know, Tommy's a good, you know, New Jersey boy, and he went and roughed up Reza and, like, you know, Reza's yard and all of that. Like, they're all just like in cahoots. So I don't really know if I really trust her as far as not being involved, because I don't think Ali's smart enough to do this alone.
No.
I was really sort of surprised. I mean, I know obviously MJ and Tommy are married, like they're going to support each other no matter what. But I mean, I think anyone could agree that what Tommy did, like, first of all, calling Reza saying, you know, bad word here, bad word there, I'm gonna come kill you. And like, Reza just hangs up. He's like, I'm not gonna deal with this. And then to go to his house and sort of like, what if he was home? What if Reza was home? Like, would he have actually gotten violent? I totally think so. I think he'd be sitting in jail right now. And he just has a newborn son. You know what I mean? Like, just completely inappropriate and childish. I think Reza handled that situation well. You know, he went straight to the court. He got a temporary restraining order. And I think I would have done the same. What do you guys think about that whole situation?
Oh my God, 100%. Like, I was shocked. I mean, I have to say, I thought it was worse seeing the promos than it actually was, but I was still shocked that it happened and that he went and did that. And it's a violation of, like, I don't know, everything. I would just feel like so like icky. Like, you, it's your home. It's like your safe space, your private space. And him to go and do that is just completely out of line.
I think MJ kind of wanted that kind of like chauvinistic man. She wanted this guy that's going to be her like savior. And why did she call him at the pool party? She knew what she was doing. And that's why I love Mike, because Mike was like, you knew exactly what you were doing. Like, you called him at the party, you revved him up, and you said basically like, oh, you know, Reza said I had 10 abortions. Like, which guy, even if he's mild-mannered, isn't gonna go defend his wife and his baby mama? Like, she kind of set him up and then was like, oh, you shouldn't have done that, but like secretly kind of loved it. Like, she was smiling. She's like, you shouldn't have done that to his yard. Like, you know, like, I thought that was really phony.
Yeah.
No, I 100% agree. I feel like as women, we kind of know like what you can tell your man, or if you're gonna say something, you kind of have to mute it down, because they're protective people. So it's like, you kind of have to be careful of what you're willing to say around like your partner. And even then, like, I feel like she didn't stop him. Not that I know what happened behind closed doors, but I feel like she saw him run and was like, go do it, defend my honor.
Yeah. I think she was there, Carla, you're absolutely right. I think she was in the room, and she, because the timeline was different. Like, it wasn't the same day as the pool party, because Reza and Adam were at brunch with Reza's mom. So it must have been a couple of days later. So I think MJ fired him up, and then Vita was probably like, oh, you're not a real man if you don't go defend, you know? And then also, I don't like that Tommy was also saying kind of derogatory, kind of somewhat homophobic remarks about Reza and Adam, like, oh, I'm gonna go play naked Jenga, I'm gonna go suck his dick. Like, I kind of thought that was like getting a little outside of what we needed to happen. they're mad. Everyone's mad, so I get it.
Everyone's mad, and MJ's trying to defend it like, oh, well, you know, Reza posted all these screenshots and these, like, this medical information and all this stuff online that should never go online. And, you know, just going off, like, some of the men I know in my life, I could see a lot of them, like, going crazy and wanting to beat someone up. Just to play devil's advocate, though, a little bit, I mean, I think if I was in that situation, the first thing I would want to do is, like, call my significant other and be like, oh my God, like you kind of feel so alone, even if you're with your friends, and, like, but everyone's kind of against you. So I feel like that's almost an instinct. I don't know. For me, it would be, I would just want to call them, like, right away and tell them what happened, because, like, you're so mad and you're, like, shaking, and it wasn't the best idea, but I probably would have called him too, honestly, in that moment.
Of course, I would have too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the issue is that, like, he not only revealed her medical history, we don't even know if it's true. Because, like, I have had friends that have had abortions and family members, and I'm totally pro-choice, and you do whatever you do with your body. But to say someone has had 10 abortions and that's the reason that they're in this current medical situation is not only wrong, he's not even a doctor, he doesn't even know. And is it really 10 abortions? So, like, I'm quite confused as to why he would go and I'm sorry, that makes gay guys look bad as well. Like, you're throwing a woman under the bus, and I just don't want people to be like, oh, that's how gay men, you know, think of women. And I think it brought up a lot of, it kind of triggered me a little bit, so.
I have to say, I felt the same way, not gay men specifically, sure. But just men bringing up a woman's body and her right to choose and the whole thing. It felt really, like, awkward and not safe. And especially, I don't see how they can ever move past this when your best friend does that to you. And then, and we saw tonight, she, even MJ, she kind of wants to clear her name. It seems like towards the end, she was saying that. But she'll never go back to a friendship. You can't ever trust someone after they tell your deepest, darkest secret like that.
Mm-hmm. Especially in front of the world. This is not just a pool party with, like, 20 of your close friends and maybe they won't say anything. We have all seen it now. Like, and it's on Twitter and it's everywhere. So it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they can come back from it.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
I was gonna say, I do respect that Reza did say, like, I feel bad about this when he had the get together at Mike's house. It doesn't make it okay that he said it. Nothing he says at this point can ever make what he said okay. But I do think tonight he did take a little bit of responsibility, more than MJ did and more than Destiny did. Because when he was sitting with, you know, Mike and everybody, he did say, like, I feel bad. You know, I shouldn't have posted this. I shouldn't have said that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change. Like, the damage is done. It's like a broken glass. You can't, like, glue it back together. So, yeah. But I do have, like, I'm happy that he at least acknowledged, like, this was wrong, but it's not enough. And then he's sitting there. He apologized to Sarah because it was Sarah's pool party. And she says, you know, you don't even need to apologize, but why was MJ even there? Have they met? Like, are they friends, MJ and Sarah? I don't know if I've seen them.
And, like,
they haven't showed that on the show, and I thought the same thing. I was like, this is so awkward. Like, how does she even know her? They haven't shown them hanging out, if she was a part of the crew before. It's weird.
I feel like when she showed up to a pool party, though, she was she talked to MJ like she knew her. She was like, MJ, Junior, whatever it is that they say. She greeted her very warmly, so I kind of got the vibe that they do know each other. I don't see how she wouldn't, because I feel like when you know one of the people in the circle, you kind of have to know everyone.
Carla, it's the Persian bullshit meter. So let me scold y'all in the way that Persians work. So I could have never met you, and I'm like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. We do the very warm, like, we're all about that, even if you don't know the person, because they've come to your house. But sometimes it can be fake, because I've had people be like, have we met? And I'm like, no. And they're like, what? Like, how are you so warm? Like, that's just our culture. So I think that there was, and I think that Sarah is smart. She knows, she's watched Shadows of Sunset. She knows, like, if she gets close to MJ, she'll get more screen time. So I think she's pretty calculated. So I think she's being smart about it.
I agree. But Reza, so Reza ends up telling everybody, like, you know, don't get involved, don't interfere. You know, they can't be, Tommy cannot be within 100 feet of my house, my cars, my husband, or anywhere that I am. And then everybody just sort of was like staring at each other. And he, I think Reza said, I wrote it down, like, he doesn't want to be friends with people who are friends with MJ. And like, it's just, it's such a hard position to be in. I can't like wrap my mind around that. I get it. And I don't get it, because like, we're not kids. Like, if you like somebody that I don't like, I mean, I can't make you choose. I don't, am I wrong? I don't know.
I feel like you're 100% right. And I thought the same thing. I was kind of like, this is round two of Reza making all his friends decide him or her or him or Ali. It's like, come on, like, stop doing that. Like, people are allowed to be friends with whoever they want, make their own judgments and like move on, like stop being a baby.
Mm. I agree with that. I feel like everyone has different experiences or versions that they get to meet of someone. So to kind of say like, you need to like discount your interactions with this person and your memories and your friendship, because I have a problem now, that's so selfish. And I feel like he's not mad enough at Adam. Like, he's mad at everyone else, right, but Adam. Like, I'm kind of confused. Well said. Like, your man did you so dirty and you're here fighting with everyone but him. Like, no.
So true.
But Carla, he's done Adam dirty too, though, in the past. So I think that on some level, he doesn't really have a lot of leg to stand on, because, you know, he cheated on Adam multiple times. So I think he's probably like, I can't get too mad at him, because it's just a naked Jenga game, right? Like, it seems like he doesn't have a lot to stand on, which kind of sucks, because it sucks when you don't have that level footing, because you're like, I want to get mad at you. Like, you did me wrong. Like, Adam was shady, and but you know what? Adam's kind of getting away with it. But you know who I feel so sorry for is Mike. I think Mike is stuck between a rock and a hard place. He's trying to make sure MJ and, you know, Reza come back together. But I do agree a little bit with Reza, because, listen, Tommy took it to a whole new level, which I think is why he had this very dramatic breakfast and a little sit down. I don't know if I would tell people what side to choose, but I definitely would be upset if someone did me dirty that way and then like Revent went to coffee with them. I would be like,
right.
Like, this person literally said I was disgusting and I should go to the bathhouse and cheat on my husband. And then you're like going to brunch with this person. Like, it would be a hard pill to swallow. Like, I don't know if I would set a parameter, but I don't think I would just be like, okay, well, you can do whatever you want and I'll do whatever I want. I think it's
right.
Tough.
I get that. I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm in that situation currently. I have two friends who kept like, they just had a falling out and it's never going to get better. But I've made it clear to both of them, like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to let you badmouth her, and I'm not going to let her badmouth you. So I think it's just drawing boundaries and them both knowing whether they can trust the person in the middle that's befriending both of them. But it really just depends on your level of trust and comfort, I think.
Mm-hmm. With each other. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But moving on, this, there's so much that happened in this episode. Yeah. So MJ's trainer, Craig, comes to the house, and he, I don't know, is he like a spiritual sort of person? Apparently MJ's father, Shams, came to his dream and said that he wants MJ to, you know, figure it out with Reza. And MJ sort of shuts it down. She's like, I don't want to talk about this right now. And that's a lot, you know, coming from your personal trainer telling you, hey, you know, your dad.
Bullshit.
I mean, I get it. People have dreams and like dead people, like it happens, I've heard, but like, it's a lot. I don't know.
It just felt too on the nose, Rivette. It's like, I had a dream that Shams came and told me this specific thing that's happening in this episode. Like, if it was like Shams came and said, you need to be better to your friends, I would be like, okay. Like, I've had dreams where people, you know, I get it. I'm with you. But like, it was too specific. Like, so I had trouble understanding it. And then I felt like, then they started working out. I was like, what is happening?
I felt like it was totally like staged almost, or like he was trying to get more airtime. I was like, what is happening right now?
It's just crazy.
Are you psychic? Are you like, what are you? I'm so confused.
Same.
Literally her personal trainer. Like, he's been in past episodes. Like, he got her ready for the wedding. And like, he's a celebrity trainer. Like, he's never said he's a psychic or anything. Because we're quarantined. So I deep dived. There's nothing about him being a psychic. There's nothing about him being a spiritual advisor. I mean, his body looks good. Like, that's a point, but I don't know about anything else.
It was an interesting scene. Yeah, that might have been like a thing where the producers were like, hey, you should say this to make
absolutely.
This
absolutely.
Like, you want this to air or not? Like,
absolutely. Like, I feel like he was walking into the house and they were like, you need a better storyline. Like, yes. We need to cut it with the breakfast that's happening right now. We need you to be more interesting. Like, we love your flesh-colored beard, but we need more from you. And yes. Then he brought that story. So we'll see. We'll see if that's yeah. true or not.
It's all coming together now.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. I am happy, though, we got to see, like, one short little clip of MJ with Baby Shams. And it's like, ever all this drama just, like, overcrowds, like, the most beautiful thing that a woman ever goes through. And we just get, like, one little scene. But, you know, it was nice seeing her. He's so cute too, but then
he's a
precious
doll. Wow.
Yeah, we see Tommy actually get really emotional. I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, thank God we are not at the studio watching this, because I would be so embarrassed. I was like ugly crying. Like when he was saying, you know, I felt helpless because MJ's in the hospital, and as like a husband, he doesn't know what to do, and this is supposed to be the most beautiful time, and he just doesn't even know if his wife is going to survive. I don't know, how did that scene sort of touch you guys?
I felt the same way. Sorry, go ahead.
I felt bad because I feel like he lost his mom at a really young age, so I feel like he already knows what it feels like to lose someone so important, which must be completely awful, to then feel like you're going to the hospital thinking you're about to start a brand new life and enter this brand new chapter, and while you're there, you don't even know if you're gonna like leave with your spouse or your child. So I can imagine everything he went through, and I'm sure that's gonna take some processing, maybe some talking through with maybe a therapist or MJ, but I completely felt for him. I don't see how anyone can leave that situation feeling normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, and I thought, not to give him a pass for the whole Reza thing, but they have so much going on, real life stuff right now, that I almost feel like they're taking it out on Reza in some weird way, because they are just bogged down with a lot of emotional baggage. And in my opinion, PTSD. He definitely has PTSD. It's like a lot of times when you go through these, like birth even, is you can have post-traumatic stress disorder. It's very crazy. And what he saw his wife go through, I can't even imagine. And like, he thought it was going to be the happiest time in his life. And I felt for him. And the whole situation is terrible. And I feel like almost it's being underplayed on the show a little bit, because no one else seems to care about her.
Right. That's the bummer. I think I agree with Ashley with that. Like, he's definitely having PTSD, and it's a bummer that they're not checking on her. But I think that like a lot of them are hurt. And like a lot of times when something bad happens to someone that you're having problems with, sometimes it's hard to be the bigger person. I know that I can be very petty, LaBelle, and I can be very ridiculous. So sometimes you have to take a deep breath and do what's right. But unfortunately, I disagree with all of you with this scene. I think that it was very calculated. It was a victimization. They wanted to be like, listen, we roughed Reza up in his home because, you know, of what Tommy is going through. The only person in that room that was being real was the baby. So, I'm sorry to say, but MJ's body looked sick. I mean, she was wearing that sweater outfit with the like crop top. She looked stunning. So I will give her that. I don't know. I'm just saying that like the scene just felt like if it came on the next episode, I would have really been here for it. But I just think the placement of it felt a bit like, oh, this is the reason we acted that way.
Mm. Good insight.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Well, thank you. I was like, are they going to think I'm an a-hole? Okay, good.
No, I mean, it's a good perspective. I can totally see why you think that. I just think, to me, I feel like we witnessed like his breaking point, and it like happened to be on camera. Those emotions just to me felt real. I mean, they said like in the past like 14 months, you know, her father died, and Tommy made all these promises to her dad. And then he died. And it's just a lot of pressure, I think, for one person. And then they got pregnant and she had all these complications. And then the bed rest and the ICU. I think it's just everything. And not, like Ashley said, not to give him a pass. Like, that's never okay. And he should definitely learn his lesson. And I'm glad that Reza filed a restraining order. So maybe like that can be a wake-up call for him. Sure. But I do think we witness like a breaking point in this episode. I don't know. I'm interested to see what our fans are going to be saying, because I know they have a lot of opinions.
They have a lot of opinions, Miss Rosetta. Yeah.
So before we move on to our next topic, we just want to thank you so much for tuning in and making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk, especially at a time like this. We are so thankful for technology and to be able to still continue doing our shows. I know reading your comments each and every week means so much to us, whether you agree or disagree with us. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to give us a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button. You can turn off the notifications if they're annoying. If you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars and, you know, just write a nice rating. You know, we get a lot of comments, but I've been checking and we don't really get any ratings on iTunes. So we would love if we got a rating. It would be really nice. I'm going to be honest, there's some ratings that are from like 3 years ago when we were not the hosts. So it would be nice to see some like new ratings.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and we love reading your comments. And I think Amir is going to actually read some of your comments from last week.
Yes, some very astute human beings. So, Tiara Jackson says, I'm on Reza's side. When MJ went low, you can't be mad when someone goes lower. All right. Well, I mean,
but
she did
Michelle
go low.
Obama said, when they go low, we go high. I'm just saying.
She did. But, you know, like I said, sometimes being petty is fun. So I am here for Tiara Jackson. And then we had a great comment from YouTube lover. Let's see, where did you go, YouTube lover? Okay, here you go. Hopefully MJ learned a lesson. Don't open your mouth next time. Did you see, it's like those like eye emojis, her face, she was shook. Yeah, but back to like not throwing someone's medical history into your, she probably only told like her close friends about the abortions and then he threw it in her face in front of a bunch of strangers, and people were like lapping it up because they were like, they weren't even part of the show. They were like, you know, so that was kind of messed up. And then we also had a great comment from London Joy, which is from London. So we have a little UK fan. Reza is unforgivable. Two wrongs don't make a right. Kudos to Mike for trying to calm Reza. Nima is an ass this season. Agreed. I think Nima got his teeth done. And we kind of lost the night guy in the process.
New teeth, new Mima.
Right?
That's amazing.
I know, yeah, right? Yeah. So I just wanted to thank you all for all your comments and just keep commenting. And there's so many threads within. There's like subtexting. People are talking to each other. So it's really getting kind of, people are really here for the drama. So we love it.
Love it.
We love it. Thank you, guys. So let's move on to some happy news this week. Gigi found out she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. We've all been waiting for. I feel like Gigi's storyline this season is really what we need. And like all the drama and the negativity, it's just like Gigi's like on her journey to becoming a mom. And I think we need that this season.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have to say something though, you guys. It's so crazy to me. Usually they don't let random friends come on a show. I have a couple friends on reality TV and it's never like they're inviting me to come over to film because I'm not a character on the show, even though we're friends in real life. Meanwhile, Gigi gets to bring her girls who are randoms on every episode. And she's not filming most of these scenes, like the Reza scene, the pool party. Like she's not anywhere to be seen with the whole cast, which I think is just so interesting and crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until now.
That is interesting because she does get to bring, I think she's kind of like not like the outcast, but she's not super involved with the group as much as the rest of them. So like maybe that's why. That's a good point though.
Well, she's kind of a little weird this season. Yeah. Like, right? Like I feel like not weird. Maybe the word's not weird. It's like she's withdrawn. Like you would, if you had really close friends, you would tell them, even if you were not in that safe zone to tell them you're pregnant, but you would tell your close friends you've been implanted. Like, I think she told the, like, you know, like Ashley said, the randoms. I think she told those girls. She's not really telling the Reza and the Mikes about the implantation. And even at the cooking school, like, that was a great opportunity for her to just tell them, like, I'm having pain because I've been implanted. I need to go home. So... Yeah. I think that she's kind of, and then she invited them to that weird, like, minion, like, looking at the fish. That was just such a weird, I was like, what's going on? Like, I don't know what she's doing this season.
I think she's just not with the BS anymore. Like, she looked at the pool party for a little bit, and then she saw MJ and took off. Like,
oh, that's right.
She brought a security guard.
Yeah. She did. I think like she's really trying to move on to this like whole new phase. She left Shalom in the past. She's done with her knives and being the crazy person.
I miss that phase.
With the BS. Like, that's what I think. I don't know.
I miss that when she had the knives like right, like kind of arm's length. She would grab a taser, she'd grab a knife. I miss those days. Like, I don't think that Gigi is out of the drama. I think that like she's kind of lying dormant. So I'm waiting for her to kind of, like, she's gonna do something. I'm just waiting.
I was surprised that she hadn't told her friends yet either, but then based on this episode, when she spoke to her attorney, who said, you know, your ex-husband finally signed the divorce papers. So they were married for 6 to 7 weeks, yet their divorce took 2 years to be finalized. But so I guess when you're filing paperwork for a divorce, there's like a grace period, she made it seem like. So she basically said, yes, he signed the papers, but he could still retract them. So like, don't do anything to piss him off, including getting pregnant. So I feel like,
sorry.
Are you okay? Was there a fly or something?
There's a bug in my house.
I was like, reacted to that.
I'm like, Ashley, you're so excited about this.
I'm doing each cheer, awesome. Guys.
That's awesome. We're all cheering. That's awesome.
I love it.
I like the lawyer. I really like the lawyer, Rivette. Like, I'm like, she seems great. She seems like so level-headed. She's like the kind of Persian person that would never do a reality show. Like, she just seems so chill. And I like her vibe. But what I didn't understand about that conversation that maybe you can illuminate is, how can he take it back? I didn't really understand that. I was like, wait, how can Shalom take back the divorce if you've already signed? Like, I was confused.
So I think time period where if there's like a discrepancy, like let's say you put down the wrong like amount you made for the year, or like some sort of just discrepancy in like the terms you guys agreed to, keep it and then be like, we're not divorced anymore.
Oh, got it. So like, let's say you got knocked up, like that's a pretty, right? That's a, okay, I see. Okay, got it. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. She said something about fraud, like he could say it was fraud. I don't know. Or maybe if there's like a prenup involved and like cheating was one of the clauses, but then you find out she's 3 months pregnant. It's like, oh, well, you were technically cheating while we were still married. I just made that up in my head. That's just a completely random scenario.
I don't know if that's a thing, Rebecca, but I like where your mind is at.
But it is.
And she got inseminated.
You can't cheat on the person or you won't get any of their money.
Yes,
interesting. Right? But anonymous donor though, like it's not like he went out and like met someone. It's an anonymous donor, which seems like her type. I think the anonymous donor is her type. I was like, should you date your donor? Like,
made me cry when she was talking about the letter. I was like, she definitely needs to date him. I don't know if it's the quarantine or just all the emotions in the show. I cried like 3 times
watching. I know, Rebecca. I was like, you cried at that. I love it.
Yeah, he seems great. But she doesn't know who he is either, because she said that she picked someone with like a cute little nose and like big lips or something, but then she said he was anonymous. Is it just anonymous to the baby? Or
I think you can see the photo, right? They submit photos and like you actually get to choose because you want certain characteristics.
Right. But actually, they're actually baby photos. So sperm donors, it's baby photos. So you don't actually see them as an adult. Because then I think that's what makes it anonymous, because then you can't like go find the person or see them at your local Trader Joe's.
Can you imagine?
Guys, I died at her like teenager baby pics. I didn't know she had all that work done.
Every Persian. Yeah, every Persian. I'm the only Persian with my real nose. This is my nose. We love a nose job.
I'm Middle Eastern too. We definitely love a nose job.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. Right, so we're moving on. Destiny invites everybody to Phoenix, where she's directing some performance at an MMA fight.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought.
I'm laughing. Destiny's job is so weird. I'm like, what do you do exactly?
She kind of lost me because I was so confused because she had like the dancer. I was like, is she like a choreographer? But then I'm like, no. So she's just like a, like an event producer.
Yes. Yeah. I think she brings like the ambiance, you know, like the hype, the fun.
The vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a hype woman. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I love Destiny. I love that she just invites like all the boys and they're like, oh yeah, it's boys weekend because Destiny's like one of the boys. Like, I want to hang out with her.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was so funny. I was like, this is just so bizarre. Like, we need Gigi back in the mix of things to like liven it up a little bit.
Did I miss something? Or did the boys like rant? Did they make up already? Because I feel like, I don't know, where they're all best friends again. And I'm like, wait, weren't we just talking shit on the business deal that apparently Mike was trying to get people kicked out of? I don't know. Did I miss something?
I thought the same thing. I was like, wait, when did Nima and Mike make up? I missed that.
Yeah, me too. I was like, okay, I guess.
I think boys just like, they just like are like, you're an idiot. I hate you. I'm over it. Let's move on. Like, they're kind of like, they quickly kind of deal with it and there's no petty stuff. Because even when we had Mike in the studio, he was like, yeah, I throw shade at Nima and like he throws it back at me and we just kind of have like a fun rapport. But like, even Shervin, I thought Shervin and Nima were not getting along because Nima didn't want him to date Mona. And there was this whole, but then I guess they just get over it. I don't know.
Okay, I just felt like it was weird. They should have addressed that, A. And then yeah. B, can we also talk about, I know, Amir, you mentioned this in the beginning. How can you gloss over them getting kicked off a plane? That would be the most exciting thing, a part of the episode. Like, I want to know what happened. Like, I need details. I actually Googled it and I was like, how come no one's done a story on this yet? Come on, guys. We need to understand, like, what happened play by play.
I know. Maybe AfterBuzz needs to write an article. Maybe one of us needs to write an article about this because this happened when they went to Israel as well. They got pulled out. You know, they're like big Middle Eastern guys with the beards and, you know, like, but, you know, I mean, a couple years ago, someone waved at another Middle Eastern person and they were asked to leave a flight. So these things happen. Like, people just don't really hear about it because it doesn't get reported on. But even when you're a celebrity, it doesn't get reported on. It's like, that's a pretty big deal. They were asked to leave a flight. Like,
that's a huge deal. Like, I just thought, like, it would be somewhere. Like, like TMZ. Like, why didn't they pick it up?
You would think so. Like, if Ramona Singer was asked to leave a flight, that would be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So true. Very so true.
Bizarre. I agree
with
that.
It's really confusing, too. So I wrote it down. They had a friend who saved their seats on a plane. Okay. Another guy tried to take the seat that their friend was saving.
Do you think they were on Southwest, Rebecca? Sorry to interrupt you. Do you think it was Southwest?
Probably, because choose your seats like when you're
right.
Mm-hmm. there. Which is, some people like that, but I find it really annoying. Anyways. because it's like, you have to like fight people. Not that I fight people, like I don't, but you have to be very strategic about what
you're hot pink bed, like you fight people, I love it.
yeah, and that's like, give me my seat.
right. So the flight attendant just automatically like took the other person's side. I don't understand. Like you said, Ashley, they just sort of glossed over it in the episode, and the guys didn't. That's what's kind of sad. They kind of like expect it. Like as Middle Eastern guys, like they're just kind of like, oh yeah, we got discriminated against, had to catch the next flight.
Right.
Like, and I
they kind of laughed it off
too. Like I know. Like it's happened to people that I know and it's not to me personally, which I'm thankful about, but it's so common. And like you said, it doesn't get reported on. Yeah. We should definitely write something up about this.
Yeah. Because it's happened twice on the show and like both times they kind of glossed over it. In Israel, it was a more of a storyline because all of them were stuck together.
Yeah.
It was still only Mike and Reza that were pulled out. Like to really be interrogated. So I think that like, unfortunately this happens a lot. Like if I go to the airport, even though I can't right now, but if I, with this beard, I would get stopped. But if I shaved, I would walk right through. So I know that like, it's definitely could be random, but it's not like, unfortunately that's just how it is. And a lot of Middle Eastern men, me included, just kind of deal with it. But I like that they kind of laughed about it because Mike had done an interview about the Israel interrogation. And he was like, we don't want to come off like victims. Like our show is about partying, our friendship. It's not about being like interrogated as Middle Eastern or being kind of like being racially profiled. So I like that he kind of said that. Like he's like, our show is about lightness. It's about fun. Like it's not about that kind of stuff. So I think that's why they kind of glossed over it. But I definitely want more details.
Definitely. So we finally get to Phoenix and everybody sort of tells Destiny what she doesn't want to hear. Like, you have to take responsibility for your part in all of this too. And she's been drinking margaritas since 10 a.m. on an empty stomach. So
she was pickled by that
point. Probably not the best time to bring this up, but I don't know. Like I said, I think everybody's a little bit guilty. What did you guys think? It seems like she got the most mad at Shervin.
Yeah.
Zero to poor Shervin.
Quick. And I was with Nima on this. Like, for someone that's innocent, you're acting beyond guilty. Like, girl, why are you raging? They're just asking you questions. Relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought it was, like, really out of character. But then again, she was drinking. So I was like, maybe, I don't know, she just couldn't get it together. But I definitely felt there was some guilt, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some guilt coming off her mouth other than the tequila or vodka or whatever she was mixing. I felt bad for the assistant, Rose. Like, she was putting on her eyebrows, trying to look decent, and Destiny was going off. I was like, it was a little odd. So I don't know. I kind of thought there was a lot going on there. But yeah, that was a weird moment.
Such a crazy, crazy episode.
Well, before we wrap up, I think we have some time for some quick news.
Quickly, I will get to the news. Yeah, so MJ Javid, who just had the baby Shams, obviously has did an interview with Page Six, and she said that she was so excited to be able to have a baby the same time with Gigi and be able to kind of have play dates and maybe grow closer, which is what we were talking about before. Like, can Gigi kind of come back into the group? And I think when she has her baby, MJ said, I would love to have a play date with Goldness's baby when that happens, God willing. So I think that things are going to hopefully fall into place for Gigi and MJ's friendship with the new baby, Elijah, coming. So that was exciting. And then I also have a quick piece of news about MJ and Reza. And they've been having a Twitter war all the way through this quarantine. It's getting ugly. There are subtexts. They are bringing other people in. They are quoting, hotel staff in Vegas. I mean, it's getting disgusting. And everything's below the belt. So this friendship is never going to come back together. And I don't know if we're going to have a reunion because of Corona. So I really feel like, honestly, the reunion would probably be the last nail in that coffin of friendship, because I don't think it's going to come back from this. This is getting really bad. Yeah.
Also, if the restraining order still stands against Tommy, I don't know that they will be allowed. I mean, because Tommy would need to be there. Anyways, we'll just have to see what happens. I'm excited for next week. But that is all the time we have. And you can follow me at Rebecca Soro on all social media platforms. Ashley, where can they find you?
You guys can find me over on Instagram at Ashley Bolts.
You can find me on Instagram at Carla Contreras and Twitter at Carla _C.
You can find me at Instagram, @AmirYas_, and also TikTok, @AmirYas. For my daily quarantine videos for y'all.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.